This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Psalms 55 through 59, Leroy looks at the incredible open-door policy of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Can you picture this? Every day, the chief executive officer of a large, multi-million-dollar corporation goes into his office to tend to the business of the day. And every day, shortly after he arrives, one of the factory workers comes bursting into his office and tells the man his problems. Then at noon, when the executive is ready to have lunch, the factory worker comes in with a new set of problems. Then that night, after the executive has gone home, the factory worker comes charging into the man's home and lays out a whole new set of difficulties and personal needs. Every morning, noon, and evening, this takes place. What do you think would happen? The chief executive officer would soon tire of this and figure out a way to keep the man from him. But not God. Look at Psalm 55, verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. What David is telling us is that he begins the day with God, lives the day with God, and ends the day with God. He prays without ceasing. And the wonderful fact is that no time is unreasonable or unseasonable with God. Any day, morning, noon, or night, the door is open for us to approach the throne of grace, and God's ear is open to our cries. Let me ask you a question. How often do you pause during the day to nourish your physical body? Most of us would say three times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But David paused three times as well for the spiritual refreshment of his soul. As I have reviewed my own life in light of this passage, I have concluded that it is fairly simple to begin the day with prayer and end the day with prayer, but to live the day in prayer requires a conscious effort. For some years, I was associated very closely with a young man from Great Britain named David Steele. David figured out a way to maintain diligence in praying at noon as well as morning and evening. He simply skipped lunch. He would spend his noon hour on his knees. When anyone would ask, "Where's David?" we would simply say, "David has an appointment over the lunch hour." Now, I'm not suggesting this as a pattern for everyone to follow, but I am pointing out that if a person wants to do something badly enough, it can be done. Let me encourage you to memorize Psalm 55:17 and see what the Holy Spirit might lead you to do in the practice of prayer. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a flag that unites the most diverse group of people in the world. Read Psalm 60 through 66. And join us on Daily Discipleship.